Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 10. The Big Idea. God makes believers new creations in Christ, and God will make a new heaven and new earth. It will be filled with people from every nation, and Jesus will be our King. Memory verse. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. Revelation 7:10. In heaven, a huge crowd of people and angels surround God's throne and shout His praises. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. Salvation also belongs to the Lamb. We are citizens of this place, and according to the wisdom of God, we are being prepared to belong there, to experience firsthand the day John describes. One day, we will join with all those who praise God for His salvation, who praise the Lamb whose blood was shed to save us. We will enter eternity with our Lord. This is possible because of what Christ has done for us at Calvary. Old Testament. It will be said on that day, He is our God. We trusted in Him, and He saved us. He is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us be filled with joy because He saved us. Isaiah 25:9. In our passage, we are shown a huge crowd of people from every tribe and nation worshiping God. There are so many that they cannot be counted. They are carrying palm branches and shouting God's praises. This is reminiscent of the Feast of Tabernacles, also called the Feast of Booths. During this feast, God's people carry branches to build temporary living structures according to God's command to remind them of the time God provided for Israel in the wilderness. Throughout history, Jews from every tribe, every nation, and every language would come to Jerusalem annually to celebrate this most joyful feast. It was the happiest time on the Jewish calendar. Like a camping trip and a 7-day party all together, it was the only time God commanded rejoicing as part of a feast. The celebration became so elaborately joyful that the Mishnah, the record of Jewish traditions, claims that the person who has not witnessed this feast has never truly seen a celebration. The prophet Zechariah predicted that when the Messiah returned to reign as king, Jerusalem would be secured, never to be destroyed again, more reason to celebrate, and that the Feast of Tabernacles would be fully reinstated. People from every nation, even those who had not worshipped the Messiah before, would come to worship Him. Jesus. During the time Jesus was on earth, palm branches became associated with the Messiah's return to reign. Some thought this time had already come when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem on a donkey, the event we celebrate on Palm Sunday. But the time could not come until Jesus had finished what He had come to accomplish, our salvation. It is not until after Jesus died on the cross for our sins that He was raised up and glorified with honor. Jesus, our priest, offered one sacrifice for sins for all time. Then He sat down at the right hand of God. In this way, the Lamb whose blood was shed to save us has become our shepherd. The same Jesus whose life on earth is recorded in the Gospels is the shepherd of Psalm 23, and He will keep us safe forever. He Himself will lead us to living water, and He will wipe away every tear, the church and the world. If we have repented of our sins and accepted the sacrifice of Christ's blood shed for us, we will enjoy God forever in heaven. We no longer belong to this world, but are waiting for the next. We are being fitted for that place which is yet to come. The Holy Spirit makes us long for heaven in our hearts, and that longing will be met. In the meantime, while we remain on earth, we are nevertheless citizens of heaven. It is wise to practice celebrating like the Jews did and do, in anticipation of this coming day, not the greatest day on our calendar, but the greatest day of all time. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, please go to BibleStudyMedia.com.